Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. It says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge. Isn't that amazing scripture? Such a deep scripture, such a powerful scripture. And we give God the glory for that, my dear brothers and sisters. Who can fully grasp the dimensions of God's great love for us? Yet the scriptures teach that we are to have a growing awareness of divine love. Love is the very heart and essence of God, not only for the lovely, but for the vilest of sinners. Christ did not die merely to display God's love. He died because God is love, the scripture records in 1 John 4:8. If the New Testament teaches us anything, it teaches us about God's love in searching for lost men. Becoming a Christian, in a very real sense, is simply putting yourselves in the way of being found by God, ceasing to run from his loving pursuit. As we mature and get seasoned in the Christian faith, we begin to realize that every situation that comes our way is an opportunity for God's love to be made more evident in our lives. Once we realize this, our attitude changes dramatically toward suffering people, as well as toward ourselves when we are called to suffer. Then even during those times when our spiritual fervor declines and our devotion to God subsides, despite these shortcomings, God's love remains unfailing, continually working for our eternal good. Isn't that amazing? God is always working for our eternal good. But one thing what Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus is that, you know, he's saying, I pray, he's praying. This is his prayer for the church and for the people of God, that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. He's emphasizing on the corporate unity of the body of Christ. See, in solo we cannot operate. That's why we need to be engaged in the body of Christ. We need to do what the Lord has called us to do, and to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. We can only grasp and understand the dimension of God's glory and his love for us when we are plugged in, engaged in the process of the body of Christ. Because you have not seen God, I have not seen God. It is by living in a community of saints, we as a church love one another in spite of our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sufferings, or our great times, whatever it may be. We learn to love one another and we learn to understand God's love for each and every soul in the body of Christ. That is what God is anticipating. And that then he says, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. This is the love of God that surpasses all knowledge. It is beyond your comprehension, beyond your understanding. And that is what his agape love is all about, my dear brothers and sisters, that you will continue to love, continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. So ask God to enlarge your understanding of his great love and your ability to share it with others. I was listening to this beautiful hymn sung in a contemporary style, written by Trevor Francis. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus, vast, unmeasured, boundless, free, rolling as a mighty ocean in its fullness over me. Underneath me, all around me, is the current of thy love, leading onward, leading homeward to my glorious rest above. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you, Lord. I pray that you will fill our hearts with your love. O Father God, that we will be rooted and established in the love of Jesus, that we will have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ for us. And this knowledge, O Father God, then, and to know that this love that surpasses all knowledge, O Father God, give us that understanding. Open our eyes of our understanding, O Lord. Fill our hearts with your divine love, our minds with your divine love, our bowels with compassion, that we will be like Jesus. And Father, that we will know and understand, O Father, how to be a church of Jesus Christ, together with all the saints, O Father. And Lord, I pray, that's what you desire, O Father God, that in these end time days, together, we will understand the love of God, O Father. Give us the grace, give us the courage, give us the boldness, give us the understanding, and let Jesus be glorified. Father, I lift up your people, O Father, as they've stepped into their jobs and the businesses and running the errands for the day. I pray that you will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Our children who are writing exams, they will do exceedingly well in their exams, O Father God, and you'll give them all the knowledge and the understanding and a great memory that they will write that exam well. I thank you for the ones who are, O Lord, struggling and are in sickness. O Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness from their lives. Every form of mental and physical struggles, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And I pray that, Lord God Almighty, your healing virtue will flow upon anyone who is sick in our midst, O Father. Lord God Almighty, and we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. And we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day. And once again, tonight we'll gather for that third day of fasting and prayer in the evening. Log in, you'll be blessed. God bless you and bye-bye.